word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. First thing today, I want to say thank you to everyone who has written to us and sent us little love gifts to help this broadcast along. It's growing. This broadcast is now going all across the Midwest and up and down the Eastern Seaboard. We're up to about 14 radio stations across the country, and we continue to grow. And your gifts help us grow. As the gifts come in and as the funding comes in, we're able to expand our radio broadcasts. And we're so thankful for those that have written to us. And we've sent out a number of the little prayer guides that we've been talking about, or the little prayer journals, I should say, that we've been telling you about. And we'd love to send you one. These are little prayer journals. They'll fit in your shirt pocket, about the size of a 3x5 card, not quite exactly. But if you'd like to receive one, all you got to do is write to us and contact us in some way. Now, there are several ways you can do that. You can go to the website at considerhisword.org and just click on the link that says contact us, and we'll get that note. Just send us an address and where you're hearing this broadcast, and we'd love to get one of these little prayer journals out to you. Secondly, you can just email me directly. Write to considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. However, most have just written to us directly, and we appreciate so much the letters. We've heard from many of you, and we're so grateful. You don't know what a blessing that is to us to hear from you. And so if you'd like to simply write to us, listen, there's no obligation. You don't have to send an offering. Certainly it's appreciated if you do, but just write to us. We'll send these out free of charge. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. As soon as we hear from you, we'll get you a prayer journal on the way within just a day or two. We're beginning a new series today. We finished our series in Psalm 84 last week, and today we're beginning a new series called Touched by God. Our text is taken from Job chapter 19, and in verse 21, Job, of course, you could say was touched by God, and he admitted that. In Job 19:21, he said, "Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me, O ye my friends, for the hand of God has touched me." Can you say that the hand of God has ever touched you? I think as you follow through this series, you'll see that in some way, God's hand has probably touched your life in some way. Certainly, Job could say he was touched by God. He was touched by God when God just pretty much took every way away from him. And then as you read through the book of Job, and his friends showed up and tried to encourage him, and then, of course, in the end, God doubles everything that he had taken from them. God was certainly touched. Job was certainly touched by God. I believe I've been touched by God, and I've been thinking about all of the ways that God has not only touched me, but has touched so many people of you. You could probably give a testimony. in which some way God has touched your life. Maybe your life was changed, or maybe it was a touch of God's blessing when God blessed you. There was a time when God touched Jacob. Remember when his name was changed back in Genesis 32. Let's go back and read that just a little bit. In Genesis chapter 32, if you'll turn over there with me, and we'll look at the scripture together today. In Genesis 32, we read the account of when God touched Jacob. Now, Jacob was on the move. He was moving from one place to another, and God showed up as he was waiting on Esau. In chapter 32, beginning in verse 24, the Bible says that when Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man of God with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said to him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, Where is it that thou hast asked my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Here we see that God touched Jacob, and he changed his name from Jacob, which means supplanter, and boy, certainly Jacob lived that out in his life. God changed his name to Israel, which simply means God prevails. And so God changed his name, God changed his body. He limped for the rest of his life, but Jacob recognized it as a blessing from God. So what are some ways that God has touched our lives? I want to maybe take one or two of these every week. I'm not sure how long this series will take, but the first one I want to say is this. It's the touch of compassion. You must know this. God loves you. The Bible is full of promises of God's love for you. Let me give you a couple. 1 John 4:10, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation or the atoning sacrifice for our sin." 1 John 4:19, "We love him because he first loved us." And one of my favorite is from Jeremiah 31:3, where Jeremiah said, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." And then, of course, there's the verse that many of you have memorized, perhaps at Bible school or in Sunday school, or at some time you've at least heard it, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." God's love comes to us from many directions. It was demonstrated to us in the death of Christ on the cross. In Romans 10, the Bible says that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The first touch of God perhaps came from your parents, showing the love of God for you. Or it may have come from another Christian who took a special interest in you. Maybe it was through a spouse or from some miraculous touch of God himself. Never doubt that God has a deep, deep love for you, and he desires you. He wants you. He loves you so very much. This is the whole reason that he sent Jesus Christ to the earth. It is because of his love. We read the verse before, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." That word propitiation, don't be afraid of that. It simply means the atoning sacrifice. That God loved you so much that he sent his Son to die for you. That was a great sacrifice. Jesus said once, greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. The thing about Jesus is he said it, but not only did he say it, in just a matter of hours, he went out and did it. And your life, whether you know it or not, whether you realize it or not, your life has been touched by the compassion and by the love of God for you. And that love may come not only through the death of Christ on the cross, but you may see that life through another friend, someone who has drawn close to you and someone who is there to help you. And the only reason is because they have experienced the love of God, and that love is being expressed through their heart to you. But you see, not only are we the receivers of God's love, but we can also express God's love and express it through your own heart. And you know, sometimes we may love someone for no obvious reason, except that God loved us first and put that love of God in our heart so that now we touch another life through love. God's love is expressed through us. It may be shown in a compassion of helping someone, of caring for someone, perhaps loving them enough to give them the gospel, or love them enough to invite them to your church where they can hear the gospel. It may be through helping in some way, helping them move, or perhaps even helping them with some groceries. Many times people show up here at our ministry here looking for a handout and looking for something to eat. And when we give it to them, we tell them it's because God loves them that we express this love to them. Now, God's love is a love that surpasses all others. We don't completely, I believe, comprehend how deep and how great God's love is. John even said one time, in 1 John chapter 3, he said, what manner of love is this, that God would send his son for us? What manner of love is this? It's a love of wonder. It's a love that is eternal. It's a love that is unconditional. God sees your heart. And the Bible says, even though in our sin, maybe there was a time that you turned your back on God, didn't want anything to do with God. Maybe even in your heart, you hated God. But God never turned his back on you. Through all of those things, through all of those hard times, and through all of those times of rebellion and rejection of God, he still loved you. Through it all, he still loved you, and he still loves you now. And so let God touch your life by his love. But not only allow God to touch your life through his love and show his blessing and his grace to you by how much he loves you, show it to someone else. And show someone else how you live, how much you love them. Are you touched by the hand of God's love?
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.